Have you noticed that your negative thoughts tend to be more sticky, especially when you're dealing with anxiety? If you're getting repeat panic attacks, if you're getting intense physical symptoms, if you're avoiding doing things or going and leaving your house because these symptoms are so intense, you might notice that you have these scary, what if, intrusive thoughts, and these thoughts are sticky. In fact, you might even notice that there's a huge emotional punch behind these. Even just having a thought can maybe even cause a panic attack. In this video, I want to share with you why these negative thoughts are so sticky and what you can do to overcome these symptoms, these thoughts, once and for all. Let's get it started. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome those physical symptoms that the doctors can't figure out. We were more interested in going and focusing on long-term freedom, getting out of this once and for all. And so if you want to know, how does this work? How do you focus on overcoming your symptoms and not just coping or managing? I can make several videos on that, but I think the best place to start, especially if you're new on the channel, is clicking the link in the description box. I have a free ebook basically showing you what the recovery journey looks like, what to anticipate, what to expect, and really how the recovery journey looks like. It's a great place to start. But that being said, you may notice that these intrusive thoughts have a very strong emotional punch. You might be having these what if thoughts of like, you know, what if I never get better? What if the doctors miss something? What if I'm a bad person? You know, all these what if thoughts that in the past you could shake off really easily. But now you're noticing that because you're in this anxiety cycle where you just don't know what's happening, these thoughts have so much weight and they create such a strong visceral response. So why is that happening? Why are these thoughts so sticky? The first thing to really understand is that when you are experiencing anxiety, when you're in this sensitized state, your mind, your body, your brain is all focused on one thing, which is survival. And because it's focused on survival, what it's going to do is that it's going to look at all the bad case scenarios, grab the scariest one, and magnify it. It's going to do that on purpose because it wants you to take action. It wants you to prepare. It's saying, look, we just don't want to be wrong, right? It just takes one time to be wrong about something and then it's game over. So we just need to make sure that this is 100% not this. And we want to make sure that if something bad may happen, that you have the precautions in place, right? Because its only job is to protect you. And that is because your body, your brain, they're all in survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, these thoughts just have much more impact. It's hard to shake them off. Now, the second thing I also want to mention is that a lot of these thoughts are based on your beliefs. And look, it's natural, right? We all have narratives in our head. And so whenever you're going through experiencing intense symptoms and you don't know what's happening, it's really easy to think, well, what if it is something? And what happens is anxiety looks at your whole memory bank and sees, well, were there other times that this may have happened? For example, we've had clients that deal with heart palpitations and they're not sure why they're having heart palpitations. But here's what they do know. They had a family member that had a heart attack and it was an unexpected one and a family member was super young. And so naturally, when they're starting to feel heart palpitations, because they have that memory of somebody, well, anxiety is going to latch onto that memory and say, oh, but look at that person. Maybe that's what's happening to you. And so what happens is that what's fueling some of this is the belief, right? The thought patterns and like the belief structures around why you're experiencing these symptoms. And that's natural, right? It kind of makes sense, right? If you've had somebody that's gone through something and you might be experiencing something similar, naturally, you might be thinking, oh, maybe I have that too. It's totally normal. And that's why we always say it's very important to understand the mechanics of anxiety, why you're experiencing these symptoms. When you understand those heart palpitations is just adrenaline burning itself off, that there's not actually anything wrong. Your heart's doing exactly what it should. But because you're in this sensitized state, your heart is beating extra fast because it's burning off that excess adrenaline. Now you start realizing, oh, okay, so it had nothing to do with, you know, like a heart attack stuff. You know, I've gone to the doctors. I've gotten EKGs. I've done the Holter monitors. I've done all those things. Oh, okay, so it must be the anxiety. And this is how anxiety creates these symptoms. Now it's much easier to break through those beliefs. And then the other layer is that because you're anxious, you're going to think worst case scenario of every symptom. That's natural. I had digestive issues and yet I convinced myself I had Crohn's, I had celiac, I had some inflammatory bowel disease. I thought I was going to go through surgery. I thought I wasn't going to be able to eat anything. I was going to have sensitivities to food. And I loved food. And so for me being like, oh, I'm never going to be able to eat normally again, all these things. But really what was happening? I was just experiencing anxiety. And when you're experiencing anxiety, what happens is that blood flow stops to the gut because digestion isn't the most important thing when it comes to survival. And so because my food wasn't digesting, and because I was getting all these digestive issues, it was all just because of the anxiety symptoms. It was just because my nervous system was sensitized. But did you notice that so much of the anxiety was caused by these intrusive thoughts, by the belief patterns? Because I thought that I had this. And then when I realized it wasn't, then I realized, okay, this had nothing to do with digestion. This all had to do with my nervous system. It had to do with my beliefs, how I was responding to these intrusive thoughts. So what can you do here? Well, the first thing you can do, like I mentioned, is understanding the mechanics of anxiety. Of course, before doing that, going to your doctors, making sure you get everything ruled out. But once you've gotten everything ruled out, you can believe them. And then it's about learning how anxiety creates these symptoms, learning how to desensitize your nervous system, right? Focusing on those principles. Again, I've also made videos on this, but if you want to know, I think the description box will show you a lot of things, including, you know, a desensitization guide. Then the next thing to do is with these thoughts that you're having, try and create some space between you and your thoughts. One thing, everybody that's on the recovery journey, that's on this healing journey is going to have to learn is that you are not your thoughts. These thoughts that are coming in, you don't have to do anything about them. Even though they convince you, even though they might make it feel like you have something, you don't need to actually do anything. Again, what makes people do it or do whatever they need to do in order to fix this is the beliefs around it, right? They aren't sure why they're experiencing the symptoms. Anxiety is really great at making it sound like what you're dealing with isn't anxiety. And what it does is that it causes you to do something about the symptoms. When you do something, you're reinforcing that there's something wrong. Hence, the fight or flight response is still up. So create some space and learn how to desensitize your nervous system. As you're creating space, you will see that a thought will come on its own. Let it be there as long as it wants. It will pass on its own, right? You can do all those things and continue on. What you're going to find that the better you get at this and the longer you do this, you'll have a thought come and the thought will go. What ends up happening is that you even forget that you had the thought. You have at least 60,000 thoughts a day. That's an average human. You're dealing with anxiety. You're probably having a few more thoughts. I get it. I was like that too. Sometimes I'm working so hard, I feel like I'm still overthinking about a few other things, you know, work-wise, not really anxiety-wise. But the point is that you have so many thoughts, yet you can't remember all of it. And that's because you have a thought come and you have a thought go and you let it go. The thoughts that stay are the ones that have a huge emotional punch behind it. These thoughts feel really real. These scenarios feel very real. And so it's important to understand that these at the end of the day are just thoughts, right? You're going to feel very incongruent. You're going to feel like you should be doing this, but instead you're just letting it pass. And it's not going to feel like you're in alignment. But what you're doing is that you're breaking the cycle. You're not continuing the cycle of showing your brain and your nervous system that there is something wrong because you're not doing anything about it. If this really just was a thought that had no meaning, you wouldn't need to do anything. So as you keep doing that, as you do that, your brain will learn and it will say, oh, okay, so this thought really doesn't have much value for Sean because look, he's not even reacting. So you know what? Let's drop this thought. You will notice this as you're doing this on the recovery journey. Anxiety is pretty stubborn. So it might let go of this thought, but it might latch onto another one. You got to do the same thing again. You got to do the same thing again. Now, eventually, the grip of those thoughts of the anxiety loosens over time. Don't think it's like something you're always going to have to do. But as you're desensitizing, it loses its grip. So I hope this video helps. I hope it helps you understand a little bit the mechanics of the mind, why these thoughts are so sticky, especially these negative thoughts, and what you can do to begin overcoming it. Now, if you want to know the long view of recovery, what recovery looks like, you know, from beginning to almost end of it, I'll put a link down here for the 5 steps to overcoming your symptoms for good. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next one.